When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That what had been said through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. Earlier this week, when this whole side of the church was scaffolded and they were building the scaffold behind me, I was in here and Captain Obvious came into the church and he said to me, "Hey, Father, are you painting?" And I said, "No, we're building a stairway to heaven." If you ever dealt with scaffolding, it is probably one of the most expensive things that you use in a temporary situation. So I figured, you know, we're spending all this money on scaffolding. I might as well use it as a prop for my homily. It'll be the most expensive prop that I ever used, but nevertheless, I think it's important to use it. The concept of building a stairway to heaven really struck me because when I stand here at 6'7" under this scaffolding, I see how small I really am when we think of that ascent. Now, Led Zeppelin had a whole different concept of Stairway of Heaven. If you take time to listen to the lyrics, you're like, what? But I think our Stairway of Heaven, more like the ladder of Jacob, right? God sends a ladder to Jacob so his prayers can ascend to heaven and the angels could descend to bring God's love to them. St. Paul tells us in the second reading in Corinthians, he tells us, who are we? Are we divided? Are we divided by who brought you the gospel? Are you saying you're apostles of Paul and you're saying you're apostles of Peter and some of you are saying you're apostles of Christ? Did Paul? Was Paul crucified for you? No, we're one in Christ. One in the Lord and the church for which he gave us. So when you look at this massive structure of a scaffolding, you have to see it as it is. It is like the church. It is a structure that is strong and fortified so that we can participate in it and climb upon it to be able to accomplish the very things that we want more than anything else, to enter into heaven. I contemplated about climbing up to that perch. And I thought how cool it would be to have my picture sitting up there at the top. Then I remembered hearing in my back of my mind a banging on the window, the kitchen window, and my mom yelling, "Get out of that tree!" She's 90 today, but I don't think that would change her opinion of what I should be doing and not doing. So when you see my picture with me on the top, just know it was photoshopped in. But if we look at the scaffolding and we think of our lives in Christ Jesus through his church, I think we can see how the ascent to heaven takes place. Down here, where we are right here, this is where we're born. We're born into this world here. And then our parents make a profound decision for us to have us baptized. It's a profound decision because it shouldn't be taken for granted. Because when parents decide to consecrate us in the life of Christ, they begin to ascend with us to that first level towards the gift of heaven. Thank God there's little orange doors we can go in and pause and catch your breath. And then the third level, way above the lights there, I think of that as when we enter into the sacrament of confirmation. Remember the last 2 weeks we talked about our baptism and confirmation, right? Jesus enters into the waters of baptism, consecrates those waters. The Holy Spirit comes down upon him, and then we're called to live in that spirit. We confirm that covenant, right, of our baptism. So our parents start us on this wonderful journey in baptism. And when we get to confirmation, all of us have to affirm We want to renew a priest, prophet, and king in over our lives. And if you go up even higher, the next level is where we really discern the most difficult things. There's not even an orange gate. You've got to climb through all this to the discernment of our lives, whether it be marriage, whether it be religious life, priesthood, whether it be God's calling us in a single life to serve his church. But it's up there that the Holy Spirit can really touch our lives and allow us to ascend to that point. I skipped the second level, because the second level is really the most important level in the structure of God's church and our climb and our ascent to heaven. And that is our formative years. Those are the years that we learn about God. We learn how to pray. We learn how important this, us here together, is a community of faith. It allows us to begin to understand the effects of our baptism. So when we're called to climb the next level, we understand what we're doing. If you read my article today, I begin by talking about the old wristband, WWJD. Remember? Remember? Its whole thing is about what would Jesus do? Guess what? If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know what he did, then how are you going to do what he did? And so in this week of Catholic Schools, I think that we need to really look at the importance of the formation that Catholic schools can offer from that most formative time as children and help them grow daily. That's the key of Catholic schools. Daily. We can teach them at home. We can teach them once a week. But daily, they're formed in the love of Christ. They learn who he is. They learn how to follow him. And they can do what Jesus does. And in that time period, I know that parents understand how important it is, because we make all kinds of very important decisions for them. We make sure that they're positioned properly so they get the best opportunity to grow in their studies. We certainly do it for sports. We run all over the world for sports. And we need to continue to remember how important our formation is. And I think Catholic Schools gives us that opportunity to do that in our own community. Because see, what happens is that once we're formed in Christ and we're confirmed, and then we enter into that life of the church by living out our vocations, there's still one more level to climb. And that is probably the scariest level. And it's a level that you can't get up there unless you really leave go of all your fears. And know that you stand on a structure that is so strong and sturdy that it's going to hold you. And that your own experiences teach you that you can do that. And that's our ascent into heaven. The hour of our death. The scariest time of our lives. When we're told that it's near. I just buried a good friend of mine. 32 years we've been friends. Ever since I've been a priest. He went to 12 years of Catholic school. He went to St. Agnes and Greensburg Central Catholic. And I really believe in those formative years, even though he struggled with the whole concept of why me, why am I dying, why does this have to happen? In the end game, in that last hour, when he had to make that last climb, he was able to do it by leaving go. I had the blessing of going to his house and giving him the last rites to anoint him, to hear his confession. And when I asked him, I said, "Don, do you want me to give you these gifts?" And he says, "Absolutely." "Are you sorry for all?" "Absolutely." See, because even though we may get lost on our way, maybe sometimes we take a couple steps back down, the structure will always remain and the formation will spur us on. So what should be our mission this week as we celebrate Catholic Schools? Well, what should be our mission as a parish? Please stay off this structure. But please climb the stairway to heaven through the awesome gift of your baptism. Parents and grandparents, do everything you can to help form your young children in the faith. If they haven't started yet in school, consider the opportunity to bring them to that day in and day out opportunity to grow in the presence of the Lord. And secondly, I think that we need to realize that our confirmation is the renewal of what our parents desired for us. And every week, every time we come here, we ask ourselves, where are we in the love of Christ? And we should tell ourselves, we are one day, 1 hour closer to being called to take that last step to the top of our lives of faith and enter into the gift of hope and joy. So when you receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist today, let us first do this. Come forward and ask in Eucharist, in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, to give you the faith to trust in this structure. I think Paul says it so beautifully. Don't trust in any other structure. Don't trust in me as priest. Don't trust in anyone other than Christ himself. We're only the vehicles for you to get there. Secondly, ask for the gift of hope that in your hour you will be unafraid to climb that last part of the journey. And finally, ask for the gift of love, to be able to love because you're formed in the gospel, formed in the love of Christ, so that the journey that you make is not one you make alone. It's a journey that all of us are called to follow. Like Jacob's ladder, God brings down his love to us, and we return it by following him into eternal life. And I promise I will do the same.